neck was gone.
Jnanam deham savijnanam, jnanam deham savijnanam, idam vakshyam yasheshatah, idam vakshyam yasheshatah, yajgyatva neha bhuyonyaj, yajgyatva neha bhuyonyaj, gyatavyam avashishyate, gyatavyam avashishyate. Manushyanam sahasreshu,
manushyanam sahasreshu,
kaschid yatati siddhaye,
kaschid yatati siddhaye,
yatatam api siddhanam,
yatatam api siddhanam,
kaschin mam veti tatvata,
kaschin mam veti tatvata.
Bhumirapana.
Bhumirapo nalo vayu,
Bhumirapo nalo vayu,
Kangmano buddhirevacha,
Kangmano buddhirevacha,
Ahankara iti yongme,
Ahankara iti yongme,
Bhinna prakriti rashtadha,
Bhinna prakriti rashtadha,
Apareyam itastvanyam,
Apareyam itastvanyam,
Prakritim vidhti me puram,
Prakritim vidhti me puram,
Jiva bhutam mahabaho,
Jiva bhutam mahabaho,
Yayedam dharyate jagat,
Yayedam dharyate jagat.
मैया सप्तमना पार्थ जोबंग जुन्यन मदास्य असंग संग समग्रं मांग जथा गैंससी तक्षिनो ड्यूटी ऑफ ह्यूमन लाइफ इज टू अंडरस्टैंड गॉड कृष्णा. In the Vedanta Sutra, the first aphorism is Athata Brahma Jityasa. Ataha, therefore, because we have got this human form of body, so this is the time for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. In the other life, animal life, beast life, tree life, plant life, there are 8,400,000 different forms of life, and through evolutionary process, we have passed through 8 million forms of life, or a few more thousand forms of life, because humans, beings, they are of 400,000 forms of life. Just like we have got experience over this planet, there are different forms of life, different system of religion, different system of culture, even though all of them are of human form of life. Similarly, there are other forms of life, aquatics, in the water, in the jungle, trees, plants, mountains, and then insects, reptiles, ants, then birds, flies, jalajanavalakkhani, sthavara lakkhavimshati, in the Vishnu Puran, the description is there. What are the different forms of life? Jalajanavalakkhani, in the water, there are 900,000 forms of life. Who knows that? But in the Vedic Shastra, everything perfectly calculated given there. This is called Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge means perfect knowledge. There is no aquarians who can calculate how many forms of life are within the ocean. But from the Vedic literature, you get just exact conclusion, 900,000 species of life. The botanists, they cannot say how many forms of trees and plants are there. But in the Vedas, you'll find sthavara lakshavinshati, 2 million forms of life, of trees and plants, sthavara. Sthavara means the living entities which cannot move, stand in one place. This is a punishment. Those who are too much dull means, cannot understand what is God. That is dullness. Otherwise, for eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, there is no need of university education. Nobody goes to the university to learn how to eat, how to sleep, how to enjoy sex life, how to defend. There is no education required. Because these 4 kinds of bodily necessities of life are known even to the animals. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunancha samanam etat pasubhi naranam. How to eat, the animal knows. Even the newborn child who has no education, no experience, still, even the cats and dogs, cubs, as soon as born, they will find out the nipples of their mother and eat or suck. Even the eyes are blind at that time, it still knows where is their food. Similarly, human child also knows. So, for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, there is no need of education. Education means athato brahma jigyasa. That is education. How to know the Supreme Absolute Truth. That is education. But the university, they are educating people how to eat, how to sleep. They are manufacturing so many eatables, different types of eatables, although God has given immense foodstuff for human society, just like these fruits. They are meant for human beings. They are not eatables for the cats and dogs. They are meant for human beings. So, eko jo bahunam vidadati kaman, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has supplied, is supplying immense foodstuff for all living entities. Tena taktena bhunnitha. But there is allotment. For the pig, the foodstuff is stored. And for human beings, the foodstuff, fruits, flowers, food grains, milk, sugar. So, as God has allotted, you use that for your eating. Eating is required. Then your life is successful. Tena taktena bhunjita. Do not try to imitate others. Do not try to imitate the hog and the pig to eat stool. That is not human body's foodstuff. You eat your own foodstuff. Tena taktena bhunjita. This is life. Food is already there. But the difficulty is that we do not know that we should be satisfied with the foodstuff allotted to us by God. Ishavasa, the foodstuff belongs to Krishna, God. You cannot manufacture in the factory this nice foodstuff, apple, orange, banana and other, so many hundreds and thousands. So therefore, the only business of human form of life is to inquire about the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Lord, Supreme Being. That should be our inquiry. That should be the subject matter of education. Not how to eat, how to sleep, how to make. These things does not require education. Because the animals, they also know. So, everyone knows what is his foodstuff, how to sleep. When there is, you feel sleepy, he does not ask for, give me a good apartment, good bedstead. You lie down anywhere and enjoy sleeping. Similarly, how to enjoy sex life? Nobody requires university education. So, if we waste our time simply for being enlightened, how to manufacture different types of foodstuff, how to take it on table, chair, nice dishes or plate, that is waste of time. If you utilize your time for inquiring about the Absolute Truth, that is perfection of human life. Not to waste your time in the animal propensities of life. That is not education, that is not human form of life. So, that education will be complete if you become Krishna conscious. That is being taught in the 7th chapter by Krishna himself. What is that? Maya sakta mana pratha. You have to become always absorbed or attached on me, on Krishna. Mayi asakta. Asakta means attachment. We have got attachment for so many things. We have got attachment for our family, for our country, for our society, for our business, for our cats, for our dogs. So many things. But we have no attachment for Krishna. That is lacking. Therefore life is imperfect. Sramayeva hi kevalam. Dharmasyanusthita pungsham vishakshena kathasuja nutpadayed ratin jidhi sramayeva hi kevalam. Everyone is performing his duty very nicely. So that is Bhagavad says, dharma sanusthita pumsam. Everyone has got his duty, either as a Brahmin, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, as a Shudra, as a Brahmachari, as a Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. This is Vedic 8 divisions of social life, human life. Varnasram dharma. Unless one comes to this institutional progress of life, varna and asrama, they are animals. Human life begins from these 8 divisions of occupational duty. A brahmana must execute his duty, a kshatriya must execute his duty, vaishya. They are all described in the Bhagavad Gita. What are the duties of brahmanas? Satta, sama, dhamma, titiksha, ajava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma karma, sabhavajam, kshatriya, tija, sajya, juddhi, cha, palayanam, vaishya, Krishi Guraksha Manijam, Vaishakarma Sadhavajam, Sudra Purchat Jatvakam Kajam, Sudra Karma Sabhavajam, everything is there. So, if everyone discharges his duty properly, then his life becomes successful. So, on the whole, everything is required. The Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, these are different divisions. But what for the division is meant for? The division is meant for understanding God, Krishna. Atapungvi dijasreshta varnasrama vibhagasa. This instruction is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam that everyone has got a particular type of duty as Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, like that. Atapungvi dijasreshta varnasrama vibhagasa. Division of varna and asrama. And everyone has got his duty. So how the duty is perfected, how to know that? That is stated, atapungvi dijasreshta varnasrama vibhagasa sanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosanam. Sanusthitasya dharmasya, you are acting your duty as a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, that's all right, Shudra. But you have to see whether Krishna or God is satisfied by your duty. If you see that Krishna is satisfied by your discharging of duties in a particular position, then you should know that your life is perfect. Otherwise, srama eva hi kevalam, simply undergoing unnecessary trouble. So how you can understand whether Krishna or God is satisfied by discharging your particular type of duty? That is Krishna explaining himself. Maya saptamana pratha yogam janmadasa. You have to increase your attachment for Krishna. Mai asakta. Asakta means attachment. You should be attached to your business, not for the business sake, but for the attachment of Krishna. Krishna has to be satisfied. Generally, we do business for my satisfaction, for my family satisfaction, for government satisfaction, for income tax satisfaction, and so many satisfactions. But when you try to satisfy Krishna or increase your attachment for his satisfaction, then your business is perfect. Maya sakta manatra. Sanusthitasya dharmasya, sangsiddhi. Everyone wants perfection. Otherwise, what is the use of jumping like cats and dogs? That is not meant for human being, unnecessarily jumping and dancing. You must dance for satisfaction of Krishna. Then your life is. There is tendency for dancing, for chanting, for singing. They are holding ball dances and musical instruments. The same thing we are propagating. Chant and dance Hare Krishna mantra. This is satisfaction. This is satisfaction. Our movement is not dry. We are simply asking people, chant, dance, eat nice food stuff, take prasadam and go home. It is not dry, because the same tendency is there. Everyone goes to the hotel, everyone goes to the nightclub, eats sumptuously, and dances, and musical instrument, enjoys. The same thing, but in connection with Krishna. you take prasadam, you chant, you dance, you enjoy life, but in connection with Krishna. Then it is successful. Your life is successful. That is Krishna also saying, Maya Saptamana Path. Yogam Jinjan Madasra. This is a job. This Krishna consciousness movement. The topmost job. There are many yogis you might have seen for gymnastics of the body. That is not perfection of yoga. That is yoga, a kind of yoga. But there are different kinds of yoga system. Bhakti yoga, Jnana yoga, Hatha yoga, Jnana yoga, Raja yoga, so many. But Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesam. Madhgata antaratmana sudhyavan bhajate jumam same yuktatam. That yogi is perfect. Always thinking of me. Maya saktamana. This is being taught. Always thinking. In Bhagavad Gita, in another place it is said, Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. Mami bhavishayishi. Asamsaya. The aim of life should be, especially of the human body, that try to understand Krishna and as far as possible. Krishna cannot be understood fully, because he is unlimited. And we have got limited knowledge. Still, as far as possible, as much as possible, if we try to understand Krishna, janma karma me dibbam, jo janati tattva. Krishna advents himself, comes on this planet. He executes so many duties, takes part in so many occupational functions as human being. But everything is full of instruction. Therefore Krishna says that don't try to understand. Even that is also good, superficially. But in truth, janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattvata. Tattvata means in truth, in fact. So if anyone, janma karma dibbam, dibbam means his birth is not ordinary birth. If it had been ordinary birth, then why we are still performing the Janmashtami ceremony, Krishna's birthday ceremony? Many big kings came and gone. Who is performing the birthday ceremony of that king? But we perform, according to Vedic system, the birthday ceremony of Lord Ramchandra. Nowadays, we have imitated so many other birthday ceremonies. But in the Shastra, it is enjoined, the birthday ceremony of the advent of God should be observed. The birthday ceremony of God is called Jayanti, that is special constellation of the stars. But now the Jayanti has been used for so many rascals and fools. This is not Shastri. So, because Krishna's janma and ordinary man's janma is not the same thing. Therefore Krishna says, janma karma me dibbam. Dibbam means transcendental, not material. Not material, it is spiritual or transcendental, dibbam. Janma karma me dibbam. Jo janati tattvata. Still you have to learn it in truth. So, if you learn this science, simply to understand why Krishna advanced, why Krishna takes part in the battlefield of Kurukshetra or in other activities just like an human being. Why? If we try to understand this fact, that can be known. They are all mentioned in the Shastra. The sadhus, they know. Guru, he knows. So if you want to be learned in this science, you can become. Because Shastra is there, Guru is there, and sadhu is there. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Bhakta. Then you will be able to understand what is Krishna, why he advanced, why his activities are transcendental. So if you try to understand these things, then what will be the result? The result will be kakta deham punar janma naiti. After giving up this body, no more material body. No more material body means no more death. The death takes place on account of this material body. Otherwise, a living entity nitya shasvatayam nahannate hannamane sarire. A living entity is eternal. He does not die. He does not take bath. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. Eternal. Then why we die? That death is of this material body, not of the eternal soul. So, although we are eternal, nitya shasvata, still we have to accept different types of body. Bhutya bhutya praliyate, dehi nasmin jata dehi, kaumanam jovanam jara. So, this transmigration of the soul from one body to another is not very good business. Who wants to die? Nobody wants to die. But he has to die. He must die. There is no question of he likes or not likes. Nobody wants to take bath. Again, enter into the womb of mother. And nowadays it is very risky. Because mother is killing the child. Now, the ultimate end of Kali Yuga. A mother's shelter, a child feels very happy on the lap of mother. And that is the arrangement of nature. Mother should take care of the child. But in this age, the people are so, contaminated, that even mother is killing child. Just imagine what is the position of birth and death. Birth and death is not very good business. Therefore, if you want to stop this birth and death, then take to Krishna consciousness. Try to understand Krishna. Janma karma vidibham jo janati tatva. Takta deham punarjanmanaiti. You can stop your birth and death. And if you stop your birth and death, then you stop your disease and old age. That eternity. You are eternal. You get your eternal life. Na hannate hannamane sarire. We eternal. Even if we get this material body, even though we change this material body, just like I was a baby, you are a baby, but that body is no longer existing. I am in different body. Still I am existing. Therefore, na hannate hannamane sarire. Although the body has changed, I am not changed. This is my position. Therefore, perfection of life is to keep oneself in its original constitution position. Not to change body. But that is possible. How it is possible? Takta deham punarjanmanaiti, mami iti kong. Everything is there. How it is possible? Janti deva vrata devan, pitrin janti pitri vrata, bhuteja janti bhutani, madhyajinavi janti ma. If you want to go to the higher planetary system by pious activities, You can go there. Janti Deva Vrata Divan. You can go to the planet where Lord Brahma lives, or where Indra lives, where Chandra lives. The modern process by taking a Sputnik or jet, you can go to the moon planet. That you can go. Whether you can go or not go, that is up to you. But you cannot stay there. That is not possible. If you want to stay there, then Janti Deva Vrata Diva, you have to prepare yourself by worshipping that particular Deva, a deity, demigod, then you will be admitted. Just like if you want to go to a foreign country, you have to take the permission of the immigration department, visa, then you can go. If that law is there in this planet, why not for other planet? How you can go abruptly, by force? That is not possible. Janti Deva Vrata Diva. You have to prepare yourself to go. You can go there. But after this life, if you are sufficiently prepared to enter a particular type of planet, you can go there. Similarly, you can go to the planet where Krishna lives. Madhyajinopi Janti Ma. So, what is the difference between going to the higher planetary system, heavenly planet, and going to the planet where Krishna lives? The difference is Jadgatyana Nivartante Taddhamam Paramam Mama. If you go to the planet where Krishna lives, then you haven't got to come back again. Otherwise, in other planets, the heavenly planet, Hine Punne Punna Punah Martalu Kang Visanti, you can live there just like you can live in a foreign country so long your visa continues. Similarly, you can go to the higher heavenly planet, but you can live there up to the point of visa, punna, by pious activities. You can go to the higher planetary system. But impious activities, you go to the lower planet. Adhogacchanti tamasa. Adhogacchanti tamasa. Jaganna guna vittisthya. Urdhangacchanti sattasva. So, even if you go urdhalokam, brahmalokam, abrahma bhuvanalokam, punaravartino, you have to come back. But jadgatyana nivartante, Taddhamam Paramam. If you go to that planet, Jadgatta na Nivartanti, one does not require to come back again. That is my real abode. Taddhama Paramam. Every Dhamma is Krishna's. But that is the Paramadhamma, Supreme Dhamma. Just like the king. The kingdom belongs to the king, but still he has got a special royal house, palace. Similarly, Krishna is the proprietor of all planets, sarvaloka maheswaram, but still he has got his own planet, that is called Gokula Vrindavan. So this Krishna consciousness movement is a movement to educate people how he can go back to home, back to Godhead, Krishna. So our request is that you take advantage of this movement. Don't be fully, simply absorbed in the activities of animal life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. This is also required, but under regulation. Eating is not prohibited in Krishna consciousness movement. But eating is regulated. Don't eat anything without Krishna's prasad. Krishna prasad, there are so many varieties, nice foodstuff. You be satisfied taking Krishna prasad. So your eating problem will be solved and you will advance in Krishna consciousness to go back to home, back to God. This Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement for the human society. And this is not an utopian thing. It is authorized for every action of Krishna consciousness movement. There is support from Vedas, Vedic literature. Just like whenever we speak something, we immediately give evidence from the Bhagavad Gita. It is not that something, in my opinion, it is. No, we have no opinion. We don't give our opinion. We present Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. As Krishna says, we say the same thing. We have no difficulty. Krishna says, matta parataram nanyat kinchiyasti janam. There is no more superior truth than Krishna. Krishna says. We accept that. We preach that. The Krishna is the supreme personality of God. Krishna su Bhagavan Sayam. If you are searching after God, that is your duty. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. That is human life's business, to search out the truth, absolute truth. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is indirectly said, the absolute truth is janmādarsa jataha, from whom everything is generated. That is absolute truth. So that answer is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartat. I am the origin of everything. Aham adirhi devana. Somebody may say, the demigods, like Lord Brahma, Shiva, they are the beginning demigods. But Krishna says, aham adirhi devana. All the demigods, but their beginning, they are also coming from me. Sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvang pravartat. These things are there. So you are teaching that. It is not demigod. We are not manufacturing anything by fertile brain. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. And you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Preaching the Bhagavad Gita as it is. The Bhagavad is also further explanation of Bhagavad Gita. Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra explanation. So, we have got immense literature. We have already published more than 20 books. If you want to understand the absolute truth, by philosophy, by science, there are books. Otherwise, the easy method is chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. So, God has given you the tongue and it doesn't matter whether you are Indian or American or Englishman, German or African. Everyone can chant Hare Krishna. That is actually being done. In Africa they are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. In Australia they are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. In Europe, they are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Asia, they are accustomed to chant Hare Krishna mantra. The chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is going on all over the world. Take advantage of it. Don't miss this opportunity and make your life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any question?
Does anyone have any questions? Feel free to ask.
No question? Everything understood? No difficulty in understanding? That vidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Try to clear if it is not understood. I have spoken nothing which is not understandable. But still, if you have not understood, you can put your question. All right, then chant Hare Krishna. If you have any question, you can ask.
This 5,000-year circle of Satyug, Treta, Dwapur, Kaliyug, as this Kaliyug is going on now,
yeah.
After how more many years we expect that this to start coming?
427,000 of years.
Wait.
The complete age of Kali Yuga is 432,000 of years. Out of that, the Kali Yuga has begun from the date of Battle of Kurukshetra, historical. So we have passed 5,000 years from the date of Battle of Kurukshetra. Therefore, 432,000 of years minus 5,000 of years. If the remaining is 427,000 of years. This is practically the beginning of Kali Yuga. Now, the more the age of Kali Yuga will increase, the sufferings of Kali Yuga also will increase. At the end of Kali Yuga, there will be no food supply. There will be no more food grain, no more fruits, no more milk, no more sugar. These things are stated. And everyone will be obliged to take meat and roots. Gradually, the condition of the people will be so dull that they will not be able to understand what is God. At the present, even in the beginning, even 5,000 years have passed, people cannot understand actually what is God, a vague idea. They do not know actually what is the nature of God. So gradually it will be forgotten. But still, because still people have got some sense, therefore this preaching work is going on. At the end, they will be all nonsense, just like animals. Therefore, there will be another incarnation, Kalki, at the end of Kali Yuga. He will simply kill the whole population. what is that? Mlecha nivaha nidhane kalavati karavalam dhumaketu miva kome kimapi karalam Kesava dhita kalki sharira jaya jagadish. Mlecha. Mlecha means misbehave. As we say, mlecha javan. One who does not follow the Vedic principles, they are called mlechas. And those who are meat eaters, they are called javanas. Mlecha javan. This is the meaning of mlecha javan. It is not a particular class. Anyone who eats meat, he is a javan. And anyone who does not live to the standard of Vedic understanding, he is a mlecha. So everyone will become mlecha. So mlecha nivaha nidhane kalo atikaravar. The Lord will be very much vicious. Atikarvāl, just like Dhumaketu, comet. Dhumaketu meva kimapi karalam nidhane, mlecha nidhane. That will be the only remedy to kill all the mlechas. The avatar, Kalki avatar will come. Kesavadhita buddha sarira. Kesavadhita Kalki sarira. Buddha sarira is also Kesavadhita buddha sarira. To give protection to the poor animals. Lord Buddha appeared to stop animal killing. Sadaya ridaya dar sita pasu ghatam nindasi jagga vidhi raha hasuti jatam. Lord Buddha, he declined to accept Vedic authority. Why? Because in the Vedas also there is sanction sometimes in jagga, animal sacrifice. But he wanted to stop animal sacrifice or animal killing. Therefore he denied the authority of Vedas. Because people give evidence that you are preaching no animal killing, but in the Vedas sometimes in sacrifice, the animals are sacrificed, how we can stop this. Therefore, Lord Buddha had to deny the authority of Vedas. That is discussed. Nindasi jagga vidhi. The animal killing is there in the Vedas, in the jagga vidhi, not in the slaughterhouse. In the jagga vidhi. Nindasi. That also was decried. Nindasi jagga vidhe rahaha sruti jatam. Because according to Vedic civilization, sruti, Ved is the evidence. Therefore, if Lord Buddha accepts the authority of Vedas, he cannot say, stop animal killing. Then he said, no, I do not follow Vedic principle. Therefore, he is called nasti. Anyone who denies the authority of Vedas, he is called nasti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says that Vedna maniya buddha hoila nasti. On account of denying the authority of Vedas, the Buddhas became nasti. And Vedasaya nastikka vad buddha kevdi. And those who are lip sympathy Vedic, I am following Vedic principles, but doing all nonsense, they are lower than these nastis. Lower than the nastis. Vedana maniya buddha hoila nasti. So, Lord Buddha appeared to stop animal killing. Ahimsa paramadha. He did not say anything more. His only mission was, let this rascal first of all stop this animal killing, they will understand further our spiritual advancement. Those who are animal killer, they cannot understand anything of spiritual advancement. That is not possible. Therefore, this thing must be stopped first. That is Buddha philosophy. But, in spite of that,